program. Next week is expected to going through two sets of records. One, the minutes are being circulated now for adoption in our next meeting, which is next week on Tuesday. And also, we shall be expected to go through with the department the cutting down of resolutions of the committee in February 16th of 2010 until October 12th. I take it that we have received that. Because these are some of the issues that we resolved upon. But also, there is a request, especially the request from the minister. We have actually not been able to finally see it, you know, being done. The grouping on the growth, the new growth plan, new growth path. So it will then have to be incorporated in our next Tuesday meeting. In other words, we shall then be expected to do those two things. For today, we only have one item, which is quarterly expenditure and settlement grants. July, August, and September. We have just received this copy now. The rest of the documents, you know, E&E and also for the report we did receive, and also the Series 6 document, quarter two report 2010-2011. So this is our performance report. In our midst, members also, we are starting a relationship with the Auditor General's office that is directly responsible for you, Mr. Sasa. So that as we do those quarterly expenditures and performance, you know, we combine, you know, whatever they do together, what we do. We always have two sort of expectations, but the intention is to reinforce. And especially the fact that, Dr. Postman, we no longer are going to, we are no longer hearing now the a department or an entity of government saying it has spent 99% on three of its budget, and it ends there. That's more on the quantity side of things, in terms of expected spend, so far as your trust plan is concerned. But in terms of quality side of things, the Auditor General also does look into those matters. We're quite familiar with that as well. That is our major area of interest, as people do over time, as members of Parliament. What's his name again?
My name, Yasser.
Yasser, I'm too out of here. It's Yar. Yasser. He is just here to observe, like a member of the public. Yeah, I think that's it for now. Then we get to give a platform to the GG to take us forward from this method. Yeah, we take it from there. The only one apology we received is from Mr. Abram. And the other one is from Nyalungu and also Ms. Mabuza. We did have Ms. Spali for here. But unfortunately, he had to put it down from two other things of the other committee. Now she's going to join us sooner. The other challenge that we have about meeting of today is that it is outside of our normal allotted located time, which is Tuesday. On request from the department, we acceded to the fact that yes, we can meet on a Wednesday. What that meant is the stream of apologies that we have to go. Other members sit on other committees. I take it that Mr. Gayla, we are equal to the task, and we represent the rest.
It's quite interesting that we are in the opposition yet today. Can we vote on something?
And I want to tell you how much votes I have. And that's usually kept a secret somewhere. Members, I think that that now gives over to Gigi to take us through. Thank you.
Good morning, thank you very much, honorable members. This is the second quarter report for 2010-11 financial year. In terms of the report, the outline of the report will cover administration, policy planning, monitoring and evaluation, economic development, trade and marketing, food security and agrarian reform, agriculture production, health and food safety, forestry and water management, marine fisheries and coastal management. You will observe that the kind of areas we're covering correspond to the new organogram of the department. So there might sometimes be a disjunction between the new organogram, which we are yet to implement, but are already oriented towards, and the actual work, which doesn't need to fit there. So there might be that disjunction. But within this transition, we will endeavor to report yourself. The department presents this 2010-11 financial year quarter two performance against the plan delivered by the project impact five of the strategic plan. This report focuses attention on progress made towards target and alert.
Do we all have copies?
After the establishment of the new government for the culture, forest and fisheries, some of the services are planned initially had to be reviewed to ensure alignment to the mandate of the new department and the general focus and approach of government. The department comprises of seven branches, which are administration, policy planning and monitoring and evaluation, economic development, trade and marketing, food security and agrarian reform, agricultural production, health and food safety, forestry and water management, and marine fisheries and coastal management. Coming from the president of the quarter and both the government. The vacancy rate at the end of this quarter is still at 10%. Only 65% of the government agreements were submitted, despite several forums. Fisheries user migration is 95%, and forest user migration is 60%. Collection of forest and fishery policies is 100% staff. An audit matrix was combined to monitor progress on the 2009-2010 audit report and audit exception. Coming from FIFA, a total of 50 million
called me tonight and another meeting to them about the self computer.
The monitoring innovation reporting framework has been a topic of interest. The status quo for knowledge base still remains, and knowledge bank software model has been developed in the looking for infrastructure information for looking in order to be used for fortune. The Masisa framework was adopted by the GOPC on the 15th of October 2010 and will be scheduled for approval at the next organized year. The strategic operational planning framework in collaboration with fisheries has been completed. This regime has been prepared for them to implement this step. Thank you very much. The key achievement for the quarter includes the conclusion.
Of a clear agricultural cooperative development strategy for problem
Мишлейте чижута, как вы можете стать под копанчин и месеца. Эти нос первые, где копанчин, которые вы станете им, и на фанчин, вы слышите, о маркетинге и коммуникации. Им пишут, что вы для этого, вы помните, что копанчин, мы капим сверху, и месяц. О copanчин. Денис, мы надо кое-то под копанчин, и чуть купить тайт, а то я все повторяю, что дальше им коммуникации копанчин, фанчин. This situation, this misconception among sensitive people that the corporate function is the one of the economy and marketing needs, which we have not have capacity to promote and support and support corporate. We think that this will be looked at amongst other things, our plans of the whole organization. Continuing with the corporate and separate development. The challenge is that the agreed fund between MOU between DAF and Germany cannot yet be signed for both parties. And we are looking for all the ourselves to need to control that this is excessive. That's the amount that we need to do. Coming to agrarian reform. Key achievements for the quarter. Food security policy draft. They are to be involved to guide the strategy of the food security policy for our government. Today, we come to the level of the benefits of the Veggie Tax. Telephone, since 2007, the Department of Health has secured approval of 14 budgets for the range of 529 OHO law firm. According to the employment equity target for DAF is now available. There were 390 committee members collecting training in 7 quarters and in the total year is 928. There were 1,138 committee members who attended information meeting. 708 of them were socially disabled individuals. The total for the year is 1,236. The initial data support of the city of the German Science President of the community on the targeted and private loans of us have been received and analyzed. Some of the monitoring training support, the target is to monitor training support to 10,000 members of communities, including both of the farmers and farmers. The challenge is lack of funds. We are looking at funds to require education contracts to lack of funds. Another target is to audit departmental processes and development in the financial coach use of a system for all of the staff. The challenge is to create an environment to achieve this. We're looking at ongoing alignment and including cost-cutting issues as well as continual strengthening of the transformation in the staff. Again, we think that the overhaul of what can see in the training work will move in that direction. That's how it's simply a process. Okay. The target here is to reach more than 1,000 CPM. Most of the farmers found the green book challenging due to the interest level, and the green book has not been translated to 7,000. Another target was the one of the Akshatral Training Institute team, which is not progressing as we can, and we are engaging with the service provider to speed up the work around. Another target is to coordinate and monitor the training of 1,000 individuals in various skill training and qualification upgrading programs. We've got insufficient funds to achieve this, and we are looking. And as I've said, that we give us more money as part of the extension recovery plan. We also think that we also explore future funds. Our target is also to monitor the implementation of such assessment steps and the economic program. We do not have money for this, and we think again, we prioritize the budget. It can take us some way. To health and food safety. The key achievements of the water, the goods, the gaps for research and development facilities, and baseline studies on R&D capacity of the facilities and the initiatives, facilities, but it can be said not yet been finalized. A market is going to work for ourselves on site in the second quarter, to start the same for them, as well as the R&D. The Khalid Aqab Police of 2019 will be completed in session in the third quarter. Training of animal surveillance, training of two additional animal surveillance from the field of was completed successfully in July. The survey was successfully completed in Mateo and in Khalid in 2020. A total of 29 farmers were treated in the field of animal surveillance program. And the total of 59 farmers visited in the single early community of Khan. One of us went home. There are currently 9.1 farmers participating in this program. Meat production and husbandry. Currently, the city farmers were trained on meat production and husbandry, including milk. The official milk coordinator is working closely with the milk producer organization to establish. Starting from the middle of the year, the detailed reporting is to be presented to the South. Again, on the production has been done. An article on the use of the adapted print was published with the Twitter printer and the presentation following the indicators for cost-effective seed production while also made the SFM of the team. This presentation is distributed to all the money printers and will also be published as a health and food safety. Research on wheat production and cultivar operation. A service development was assigned to report our weekend from the year. Cotton and food strategies were reviewed. In case of cotton, a steering committee leading the process. The committee made up of a training to enforce stakeholders across the division. A draft strategy is closed for the division. In case of the food strategy, area of farming means had been identified and where has been done in the city. A further step to improve good production practices, then I propose farmers making social. A further step to good production practices, then I propose farmers making social. During the period under review, close to 215 farmers and 105 of the social have been provided with technical advice on production practices on a wide range of crops. These range from site selection to cultivation have a different attribute in pest control. National policy on organic farming, the sixth draft of the policy was tabled to the FCC and was recommended for approval. This is an area that we feel needs the concentrated attention that we get into the future potential. It is clear to us that the far more group of the organic market in the global economy than is the case now. And that is the future area. So we want to pursue ourselves and want to get rid of the food to the planet. Now, to tell you, I return the food that is invited to the central of our survival. The memorial objects were committed to the fact that we have to use and take. Continuing with health and food safety. Amendment B4850 Act. Proposed amendments are to be prepared for preventing biological services. Amendment to the Animal Identification Act. Proposed amendments are to be prepared for preventing biological services. Regulation for wheat and water regulation. These have been approved by the Minister in September and in the third quarter. Pesticide policy. submission for some of the recognition written to them of the use of current people. The regulations are implemented and monitored. Final task of our continuing language inspection, approval of the assignment by Sabana Pisa, and the land and submission to the teams of the headquarters. Here, underneath the stage, the game is pretty rough and being attacked by the person twice, and the final phase was submitted to the center. However, this phase was further made by the center. This was in the front of both the year after the entire of the financial. Could you have been taken to the system? Here, underneath the stage, the upper choice to see has been finalized, and further comments were received from both of you. The last minute question is to send to all people for further input before finding the submitted to the minister. The size and fee fee, the federal government is incorporated in the fee fee. The police is on hold waiting for the family member from the government. Workshop was held to take order on the federal and fee fee on the 12th of August. To say and input the fee of any kind of details. Standard operating procedure for putting robots. This was updated and anticipated for comment. New corporate aspect, the new corporate aspect was started without the policy motion to seek amendment to the MPA. Amendment of the Animal Business at the Family Bureau. A memo was written to Triple July to our head of the government. On the decision review process, raising concerns by the director of the Honorable Head regarding the following on the animal health of the service. One, it was initialized with animal services, delegation of certain functions or processes, essential and substandard, designation of assignments, compensation and request for technical expert to assist, the DH on tracking of regulation of animal health at the service. It was reported that in the meantime, the Animal Business Act 6105 should be amended to include provisions for restriction on the exportation of animals and food. The determination of the international standards satisfied the norm applicable to any control measures determined by the director in order to achieve the control purpose and compensation. The challenge is here is that we do not have one of the things is not a fun school step up to the standard. I can be looked at for this kind of information. On plant production and health, our target is to align personal training and support for plant production. The actual farm animal and genetics is also toilet for the food that was postponed due to financial control. We are also looking for the price of the future. On inspection, sanctions, and food safety, our target is to review, improve, and maintain an effective regulatory environment. We are concerned by the local farm, and there's a lack of legal expertise to draft education in the department. And we are telling the public to publish the animal to do my name and the I am reaching a legal aspect to pass that in the situation. Coming to management. Following the enterprise strategy has been developed and the consultation has been completed. Fire Protection Association of America. During the second quarter, NK has created 2,219 job opportunities, 59 commercial farmers, 46 rural farmers, and 15% farmers adopted best practices for land use. Weather and climate capacity building also was conducted in the quarter in the second quarter. In this program, our target for this financial year I suggest you include a 24, the number of 13, after 15, and then otherwise, SPUs were expected 2 times each during the voting period. Achievements of quarter. 10% of bipolar in the 5-7 have been investigated. A West Coast road poster section bipolar was found deep in 500,000. Land bridge hit from 2.4% of 178 meters, but 70% here has been done. Headroom line 100% of 170 meters was done, section was done. West Coast lost 100% of the 2,110 meters that was expected. Western Batten Bridge, the fire station of 42 meters, has also been done. The advisors of cases from people who investigated according to the police department, a total of 102,077 units overall with a value of 11,916,000 were seized and 1 related cases committed and found guilty. 10% of the deaths were reported to see. The 5% is the ratio of 15 from the initial start to achieve the following group. These are the main from support management, frequent maintenance, communication between stakeholders, contact management, and so on. Salary. On the subject of implementing policy, how can we find new policy not in implemented? Well, which are conversation with the data. There is 40% expenditure on procurement from GE and in the party. The better management conduct brings GE spending down by 63% in support in the final report of 26% of the year. One of the advantages of such a contract is that companies that not have strong rewards. We will insist on better participation of short-term support in the short supplies when the data management contract is awarded from the 1st of April 2017. Also, when the existing contract is seized, we will proceed to greater ECI participation in our supplier. The 5% contribution documentation. We'll look at final approval for principles, we'll look at funding, and we'll allow to support workshops to restart. Submission will be prepared for the 2 ministers and the funding and also depending on the upcoming discussion between the ministers. The discussion of conservation and the evaluation of the 3-point project of the target. The challenge here is about time management issues and the issue of the chief financial officer to provide training. To achieve future standards of EU requirements, and our challenge is to the work capacity, equipment and coordination with other government departments. We employ and train customers, often funding, and MOE are paid to fight the question. Our target was to invest in two SA upper capital spaces, leases and scallop. We have inactivate capacity and we're trying to partner with universities. We have to finalize the policy on commercial rights transfer and application that has been posted. Our challenge is the implementation of the policy as well as the limited capacity. The outcome of that can get challenging for this policy because of the danger that the policy may reverse transformation of the we are present here in two cases of the court on Monday. Cook-off and the sham, and looking at our come through position. We tend to employ more things for the most great, but continue to be right after the police. Monitoring control and preservation, champion, etc. This leads to what we achieve with the cabinet around the opening of the Avalon. And one of the preconditions for that opening was that we have a clear sexual practice. This is the report of the work has been done, but it's been successful. 40% of fees for the food subsequently budget, our service is internal communication. The definition of fees for the food establishment under the food, varying season versus FA and institutional capacity. The legal definition of the food is being addressed, capacity is addressed by the operating of the services provider. One to provide more training to staff who have a well to go coming to right holder, on the negative one. Thank you very much. At this stage, from our side, we want to conform to the minus. And please ask to go to the hospital and tell us if they have one. So, permission of having the table with you, the family, and then we will have a complete permission on the concrete part of the car. Yes, that is done, and after one, we will send it to the family.
I think there are technical problems in terms of our computer system. So we're ready from the hard copy and apologies for that. I'm referring to a document titled Expenditure and Performance Trend for July, August and September 2010. On the second page, we've got a column that talks to the budget. The budget, this is the total budget for the whole year, 2010-11. And then if we look at quota 2 for the whole year, under administration, we have spent at 25.2%. And then for production and resource management, we have spent 25.4%. And then agricultural support services, we have spent 22.8%. And then trade and agricultural development, we have spent 12.4%. And then food safety and biosecurity, 23.2%. Forestry, 24.3%. And then fisheries, 61.1%. Now, I'm referring to the percentages more than the figures for now. When I look at the accumulation for the first and the second quarter, then I will look at the figures as well. Now, what we have done is that on page 2 we've got a progress, but on page 3 we've got the economic classification. Now, for the third quarter, we've got a budget for compensation for the whole year. We've got a budget for compensation of employees, 1.1 billion. And then goods and services, 623 million. And then I'm not going to touch on interest and rent on that. Then for the transfers, we've got 1.8 billion. And then for the payment for capital assets, we've got 58 million. This still gives us that 0.657 billion that we spoke about. Then in terms of percentage spending, for compensation of employees, we spent 27.8%, and then for goods and services, we spent 23.9%, and then for total transfers, it was 2.2%, and then for capital assets, it was 10.1%. Moving over to page 4. Now, in this one, we have combined quarter 1 and quarter 2. So that we can give you a cumulative picture for the 6 month period. Now, looking at the program administration, the total amount that we have spent is 189 million, which accounts to 44.2%. And then under production and resource management is 206 million, which accounts for 46.5%. And then for agricultural support services, is 995 million, which accounts for 57.8%, and then trade and agricultural development is 65.5%, which is 53 million, and then food safety and bio security, we are looking at 149 million, which accounts for the 43.7%. Forestry, we are looking at 212 million, which accounts for 42.4%, and then fisheries, we are looking at 87.291 million, which accounts for 71.3 million. Now I would like to refer you to three particular areas: agricultural support services and trade and agricultural development. You will notice that if you look at them in isolation, we are over budget in terms of the normal trend, which should be at 50%. But this is due to the transfer payments that we have done to provinces. And then with fisheries in the 87.2 million that we've got, it's not only for compensation of employees, there are also goods and services. And you would be aware that at that particular time we were only allocated 1.122 million, which only was for compensation of employees. And then moving over to page 5. Now this is the economic classification. Now if we look at compensation of employees, out of the 1.1 billion that we've got, the department has already spent 570 million, which is 50.9%. And then goods and services, we've got a budget of 633 million. The department has spent 214, which is 84.3%. And then for transfers, we've got 1.8 billion, and the department has already transferred 1.092 million, which is 59.3%. And then for capital assets, we had 68 million as a budget. The department has spent 17.4 million, which is 25.4%. In total, the department is at 51.8% in terms of total spending, which is just slightly above the 50%. No, thank you, sir.
It should make sense, and it should also be in keeping with your previous financial year record of your 99.37. Half the year gone at 51.8%. Then it should, as I said, you know, be in keeping with your previous year's record. Remember that is the both the activity report and also the mid-tier quarter two financial reporting. So you call it the management report, if you like. These are the trends that you take. Any takers on the issues? Mr. Zafari, I'm not sure of the Fatma. Got this recorded. My only concern, you have a myriad of field of education that are here for part of the team. I'm not too sure as to the synchronization of those, whether they follow any particular path, as it were, in terms of a specific object within your realm of what department would wish to achieve, outlined in your in the budget. In the department this area. I lost track of the field of as I've been going through those pieces of legislation. Again, when we started inquiring on this matter, whether it was late last year or beginning of this year, promises were made in terms of end of this year, but obviously work has been done. I'm really keen on on the full cloud areas, you know, within the broader framework of what the department, the program, they are, like to the location of the number of the kids of education. Okay,
thank you. I'd like to just touch on the principles of budgeting. I don't want to go into too much detail, but I will touch on that as well. But look, when you have a problem with a budget, possibly you can have two problems. Other, you can first budget wrongly. Okay, it's over under budget, sort of planning and thinking goes into it. Was not, you know, spot on. And then, of course, you could have a spot on budget, but then when this is executed, there's a problem. Now, one should or could say that after many years, this department would be able to follow a pattern of budgeting. So your budgeting would be fairly accurate, I think. But that bothers me because somewhere here, because I'm not concerned about a 7% over or a 5% over, you know, the small changes here that you pointed out. I'm worried about it. I'm worried about the others. And when I look at this one, Road 25, remember we got this last week. I look at the annual performance of the number of hectares and the number of trainees and looking at all those. There was just one that was 50% of the number of beneficiaries of comprehensive agriculture support program per year, and so forth. There was another one just under 50% forestry, additional forest enterprise development project, and so forth. Then the number of fire protection associates registered 20%. So, my question is, where's the problem? Is it capacity? Is it lack of policies, lack of trained personnel? Is it a planning problem? It could be different problems in different places. But, I mean, we have to look forward. We can't come back next year with the same problem. The analysis of how you would address these problems, I don't in too much detail, because if we stand back from this, we walk out of this room, I can't say that we know what the problem is. We should, as oversight. So if you catch my drift, as you used to say, if you could just tell me, what do you think is the problem? Are we pursuing the wrong policies, or are we wasting too much time on policies and not too much on planning, or is it the other way around? What, you must give us the doctor looks at the body and says, look, this guy's got cancer, he's got cancer. He's got to find out what's wrong. So you give me your take on this, bearing in mind what we have here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay, maybe I should also start with the budget. This could be the easiest one. I would very much have liked to see the adjustment of, you know, the amount that has been moved and adjusted in this program, because it doesn't really make sense if I see what in the adjustment bill has been allocated, for instance, for the different programs, then the overspended ones. Obviously, fisheries is the most overspent, and we have allocated a bigger budget to that. But I can't understand why the other programs have also been increased on the adjustment bill, not showing that the expense is needed. I might be misunderstanding it. I cannot see why we should increase the budget if we are spending less than half, or actually in this period of time spend the amount of money that we should. I think that is one thing that in connection with the budget that my colleague has asked, that also could be maybe cleared up. So I think from the report, obviously I think I must say that the report is quite not the detail, but I mean it's covering all the aspects that we really think should be addressed, although not always in the detail that I think we would like to try and support and help, because I mean we also have to look at some of the issues that are addressed but doesn't really make sense to us. I think you've made mention, Chair, of the acts. What worries me about the rewriting of the acts, and there are quite a number of them, I'm not going to go into detail, is the process that it takes. Maybe is this committee not also are we not playing a part in when the oversight or the information and the public participation process has been finalized, do we not bring it to the committee so that we can, when it is in a draft stage, also make recommendations or make inputs on the changes? Because there are quite a number of them that are being looked at the moment. One of the acts that I really have a problem with, and I can't understand why it is outstanding so long, and you've made mentioning of it on page 25, is the review of the Development of Agricultural Land and Protection Act. That's not an act, the policy around it. We have for long been waiting for the Land Management and Land Use Management Act being promulgated. The Act 70 or 75, the Subdivision of Land Act, has really been outdated so long, and it should have been taken over by the Land Use Management Act, and we still sit with a problem at this stage. We do not know what is the future holding for us as far as the agricultural land protection is concerned. We need to know exactly what the status of agricultural land is going to be under the Land Use Management Act, maybe or any other act. And also then the use of, the current use of the Subdivision of Agricultural Land Act, which gives us big problems, because a lot of development is taking place around cities, into cities where the land is still registered in a farm's name. It all has to go through the minister for approval. And we are stopping development tremendously by delaying the process tremendously. That is my experience, because I've had so many experiences as far as that is concerned, that I think we should address this problem to get a mechanism to proceed with development. And I think that is necessary in South Africa to really get that facility out of the way. The other issue that I would like to touch on maybe is on extension. I heard the minister saying, or actually she made a statement, that she was devolving the training of extension officers to the provinces. I was always understanding that the provinces is really in a position to do that training if it's necessary. But my question is, I'm worried about the quality of extension officers. What is the criteria when we employ those people? Surely that there must be a standard, they must be trained before you can become an extension officer. But my experience on the ground is that we have people that do not know what agriculture is about on the ground. And they've never had a practical experience, they've never had agricultural schooling or whatever the case may be. And I think we should start there. Maybe that is one of our problems, that we haven't got a criteria of employment standards when we employ people for extension office. That is the first thing. The second thing is that I believe that, I don't know who is doing the training in the provinces. Is it externally trained? Are they externally trained? Are they trained by training colleges? Or what is the situation? Because at the moment, as I say, I think the big reason that we are seeing failure of the programs of land restitution, land reform, and whatever the case may be, is because of the fact that the extension officers are not capable of giving that advice. They're not capable of giving oversight and management of the projects that is on the ground. So I would like to see that. Who is doing that? I also heard that Minister said that AgriVet is going to play a role to supply services to facilitate training of diseases and livestock mitigation and so on. And my perception of this is that this is AgriVet, a private sector company, We've got OBP and other institutions, veterinary institutions in South Africa, which is obviously space put there specifically by government to do that type of advisory services through the our extension services. So that was my mind that we are now looking at private sector companies and supporting them financially while we've got internally our own situation, and I would like to maybe find out what is the situation as far as that's concerned. The other question would be around the funds of the Agri BEE fund, and that's all an issue that has been outstanding for quite a while. I think it's in the papers again that there's no memorandum of understanding, but we still have the old outstanding issue of the forensic order that we do not get a report back on. We do not know what happened to that money, whether those forensic orders have been completed, whether people have been prosecuted, and what is the situation? Could we get some of the money back that was spent on it before we go into the situation that we again spent the money unwisely in future? Another issue that I would like to maybe just ask, I haven't got all the information, is this South African Zimbabwe Memorandum of Understanding and the increased extension of the EPA. With the previous minister, there was an EPA or a Memorandum of Understanding outstanding that we were allocated 300 million, I think, to the Agricultural Sector of Zimbabwe. And it was rolled over, or I don't know what happened to it. Was it rolled over? What happened to that money? Was it paid over? Wasn't it paid over? And is this part of the Memorandum of Understanding with the Zimbabwean government at the moment? So maybe we could get clarity on that. I've got another few questions which is a little bit off the line, but I would maybe ask just the final one, because we had oversight at OBP the other day. What I would like to know is that I see that there is an extra 220 million allocated to ARC, and it was also mentioned that OBP would get some money. I don't see it in the adjustment papers. What is the situation with OBP? Because I'm worried about the facilities at the moment. Instruments that they are using, especially very, very delicate instruments that produce half the quantity of the vaccines, is not under the supplier's guarantee anymore. So they don't supply spots and that type of stuff. If we have a breakdown as far as that is concerned, we will see a huge problem at OBP. What are we doing about the funding of the infrastructure and the upgrading of the instruments that they use?
Look. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I might be out on what I wish to raise, because it's just a concern when one looks at or listens to what DG has been presenting with regards to the results published by the SSF appraiser of the Nguni carry for beef and maybe as well as food, more production on it. And my voice of lamenting, Chairperson, is with regard to the fact that this Nguni cattle that we hear about these days are originally the cattle that were owned by the subsistence farmer in some parts of our country. Now that they no longer have them in their stocks. So my concern and maybe a bit of a question sort of is that what does the department have in its shelf with regards to restoring those breeds to the farmers who actually mostly rely on them for milk and meat, as well as selling them when they need to maybe take their children to school. Secondly, with regards to the treatment or the commitment by department with regards to the veterinary department, the successful farmers in rural areas they are were being assisted some years back by providing veterinary staff to sort of give necessary treatment to the livestock. Now it's only that they are given the chemicals for treating the cattle, to treat as kids only, but not looking after the spread of diseases, animal diseases, when it comes to substance farmers. So my concerns are around that. What does the government have in its shelves to see to maybe those people that are being assisted over and above looking at what the well-developed sectors of our community are focusing, Chairperson? Those are my problems. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I also take two points. One of my concerns I have when I was under that there are applications for funds. My kids are in this instance. And those applications they take forever. By the time approvals are made, the season for planting is long gone. That's bad for a big child, especially for your small scale farm. As to how that, to a point where a number of these, they literally end up resorting, you know, to commercial plant substitution for planting. Which gets to really hit us below the curve. The other area of interest and concern to me relates to the meta on fisheries. I didn't get much clarity on what is meant by work done on disagreements and slipways. In my view, to a point where you might even wish to, as far as I'm concerned, engage in joint ventures in the private sector, especially on slipways. So that's where you are going to have jobs being created. We've been on an oversight visit to Sagana and also to Sinhana Bay. Those ships have to be literally taken out of those areas for Cape Town for repair. Opportunities that could create jobs for those immediate communities, especially in situations where they literally, for the industry, work only for 2 months in a year. At best, at times rather, they do go to 3 months. Now, here is an opportunity that presents itself, a slipway that can easily be made use of. But it is run down and there is no maintenance on the part of adults. And again, whether or not we should think along the line of a joint venture or partnership with the private sector or on a list set up that could be arranged that they improve and ingest capital and do whatever it takes over a set period of time, a concession and such. And then, of course, on the lease agreement, I asked one of those companies as to whether they are leasing or owning any of those properties that they are doing business there. And what clearly came out today was the fact that some of them are leasing and some of them are literally on a month's mark in terms of those properties. Lastly, your public works owned is government owned properties. Now, I'm very keen to get a sense of understanding of what the department is doing in that regard. The very last point, I wanted to get an idea of on fishery. An experiment is currently in motion on Abalone. Now, I had a few calls from Eastern Cape, seven zones, in an area where we went at Hamburg, where you are also coming from, GC. 133 in Peter. I'm supposed to be sharing 1.5 tons over a whole year period, within which the experiment is supposed to go. They have sent letters and letters. Well, what is very clear for them is that certainly that is a big problem for them. To the point where they were even talking about going back to those 3 Captain Berlin money, which gets to be cumulative in the event where they don't catch because of whatever weather situation. Now, that has become a big problem. 10.5 for the whole Eastern Cape out of 7 zones. Each zone having to get 1.5 tons. For me, the issue of interest, if we were to do anything in that regard, must top economic vitality for those communities that are expected to be assisted to make a living. That's the bottom line. So that we don't experiment for sake of experimenting. Scientifically, yes, it is there. It is available. But equally, you are able to say you are experimenting, equally at the same time, being able to assist those communities to put bread on the table. I thought, let me raise those few. Welcome, Mama Polita.
Thank you. Firstly, let me start off with the initial comments you made, Chairperson, about the legislative process. I think that what we will have to anticipate to that legislative process is that there is what we call the comparative legislative review. Okay? The thing about it is that there has been work already being done by the state law that doing their own review, also on the situation that they have to do with the staff. Now, that process is unfolding. It is not as fast as we like it, but it is unfolding. It just started even before the staff have to do it. They will the normal course of their work. Now, so that is unfolding. But I think, though, there are what we consider pressing issues that we want to look at. Okay? So we need quite a number of people for the issue to meet for example, marketing, etc., etc. And those are pressing issues that need to be affected in order for the improvement of the day-to-day work of the department. with regard to those, we have said that we need to have a consultant work. We don't have internal capacity to run it. So, before the end of this year, we're already been discussing the consultant, the cost of finalizing the meeting, so that this consultant can run this year for us, because we don't have internal capacity. But that was the other process of legislative review, including many laws that have been done. That is unfortunate from the point of view of the office of the council. That's what I would say on that point. The question that we raised in the Honorable Tutor and Honorable Postman talk to the community around what really are the problems, for instance, with the lack of spending without the cap, for instance. When I was presenting that point, I said you might need support from the portfolio committee. In our view, the present mode of grant funding is a very slow process. It does not encourage individual farmers to participate. It takes up very slow, it is extremely bureaucratic, it reduces the bureaucrat at the expense of the more older farmer. So we want to change the system and ensure that people can go to the land bank, to a fund that we own in the land bank, apply for funds, and give them with a proper business plan, and they have the actual market and the signature for an extension of loans work with them. They get the money and they get so the uptake would increase. So we want to overhaul, and also we will be giving grants, we'll be lending money. Maybe they will need to do a grant, but they will also be a loan, soft loan, but a loan. And therefore, you would have a fund that would be increasing, hopefully, because the particular community would be able to pay back. You also feel that this instance of grants is not have for people limitations, as I said, after the program. So I think that's basically, and therefore, if you see that there is an increase in the money that has been allocated, even though the uptake is not applicable, there is a recognition that the need is there. What is not effective at system, but the need is there. I think all of us can attempt attempt to that. The question of review of our capital land use management and the whole academic issue of subdivision is something that we have to proceed with carefully, as would know on the government. South Africa does not have lots of land made of market large. We cannot enter the room where Zambia or some of the other countries in Africa. So with what we have got to be prudent. So we cannot easily say that we're going to seek land for development, even if development makes more economic sense than agriculture, for example. We have got to strike this balance. So as far as we're concerned, it's a balance that needs to be very careful and not run into. I think that there is, of course, from the point of view of land redistribution, a need to look at subdivision and to correct the legislation that concerns subdivision in a far as land form is concerned. But in a far as land use is concerned, we've got to be prudent in how we do it. Again, there was a question on the training of extension officers and the criteria for their employment. We are aware as a department that our extension service is not the best. That's why there is in talks of public-private partnership around some of these kinds of care as well. There is a discussion in the department around a comprehensive overhaul beyond the extension discovery which is the injection of funding to ensure that the pension service is injected with capacity of 7% by the team of HM. We think we need to open up a discussion. We've not yet group come to the to some of the options that we have to look at. And one of those options, as far as we're concerned, could be to think about amongst other options, corporatization of giving proper management system. Than keeping it way to you where we can see that it is not being capable of the bias of so we are going to relook one of the areas that we got really for extended recovery plan. We need to rethink in the form of extension level in this plan anyway in its current form. The issue of the Olympic cottage of agri-being is, I think, a matter that has to be carried because it's held in the government of law enforcement agencies. And we do want to see this forum to talk about it. Then the issue of the memorandum of understanding with Zimbabwe, it's a normal memorandum of understanding as we have a friend around Burundi and all the other countries that were referring to. So that's a normal memorandum of understanding that happened to Honorable Chairman Kuhl, there is an initiative around the Bunny Catcher. Yeah? It has been led by the IDC. Yeah? They injected some amount of 54 million wherein they were trying to encourage historical disadvantaged farmers to rebuild this place, to invest in this place. But that plan came to an end in last month. And we've asked them to not end it, but to keep it open and we wanted to discuss it with them so that we can broaden it and continue it and extend it. So basically, the issue of communication, the idea is that it should retain the space that it was, that it once had in the agricultural community for our country. So it's under control of the discussions that we're having, even involving other affairs around animal production. Must also talk to the challenge of the need to reclaim the place of communication in our society. The person who made that comment, one of them was Masita's application. I would think that that's also extend to CAF the same class, restructuring or reform one to visit your CAF. Is also valid. we really do think that we need another way of operation. And as I said, that maybe outside of this meeting, we need to meet so that we can talk to other relevant chapters. If you share all views, you can help us to lobby and ensure that we are doing this in what we call the rules, we're working to this direction. But we need as many friends as we can get to go as not to enjoy for the people who are talking about that. The issue of fisheries, it weighs. I agree with you, sir, that the old portfolio of initiatives, what we call, what we refer to here, a quick win, that we need to look at, that can begin to change the quality of market of people who call that. It's something that we are committed to. And we are keen to discuss this idea about some of the funds that have been put aside for the project. We said to the meeting with them because the handover of the budget has also been completed. That would enable us to run some of the project. So it's something that we're committed to. We
we have found the bosses that you can deploy. So out of him, we do that any initiative we could look at in the former this quarter community, formerly higher community, must be looked at to bring life to the community. The issue of the small countries in Hamburg is something you bring to me. We have built the DTG in quarter management to look at this one. At least whatever knowledge that should be made available to the sports case, Fisherfolk, to Abaddon, should be the same as available as well. So if it is the same, it should be one that is available in the sports case, should also be the same as available in the sports case. The criteria should be the same so that people can have some measure of a life as a person. So it comes back I'm not sure for colleagues, if you may want to add other issues or comments, feel free to.
So just on that very last note, it is the challenge on that very issue is that it's happening now. In fact, this month of November. It's already happening. In fact, it is usually started in October, running up until May, yeah? April. So that's the challenge about it. That the system has just literally recently opened. That's why we're getting all sorts of noise, you know, from this community.
Chairperson, if I could just answer this before I go. This is the second weekend I'm out of Germany. Second Wednesday is going to be the summer weekend. So I have to even go back to Germany. The cabinet only approved 150 tons of abalone. The abalone policy was totally dead. And cabinet only approved the provisional temporary opening of 150 tons. So we're going to stand on our heads and shout Gloria Aleluya. We have to go back and request cabinet to open more tanks. The report on what is existing in abalone has to go back to cabinet in January. February, cabinet will reassess whether it will give us more time. There was a ban on abalone in the entire country. We applied to cabinet to stay in the air. I came back and briefed the portfolio. So it was cabinet that gave us that time. And in February, we have to go back to cabinet and report on what had happened with the damage. And there was a long list of requirements which cabinet had set for us before we could lift the ban. And we know that it was called the conditional lifting of the ban. If cabinet feels in February that we have not met those conditions, cabinet can implement the ban again. So I don't even want to create expectations out of it. The tanks is that tank. That tank was allowed to us because cabinet said that there was a danger of us over harvesting the abalone stock. And for us to provisionally reopen the abalone policy, it was extremely desperate. So we mustn't create the perception that we're going to do our problems like Eastern Cape and Southern Cape that we're going to do those work. Going to take us another trip to cabinet to convince cabinet that we can either get more horses for Eastern Cape and for Southern Cape.
what are the recommendations of the research scientist,
they have the ability and the amount and the, so that those allocations are based on that. Now they are continuously researching on that. And if there's any improvement, those are gonna change. But that we have to go back to Kevin again to say stock fear increasing, or they may even reduce if the stocks are decreasing. So those are the basis of the allocation that we're done. So they were not only decided but they're based on scientific evidence. I think the question has also been asked as to parity on the distribution of the quotas, having a or problem.
Yes, but maybe we just need to explain, which we have explained before. We have done this evidence presentation more than once. When it comes to fishing quotas and evidence, there's two views. The one view is that you must have a social economic perspective in which you look at the economic perspective of the town along the coast of the entire country. Another view has an environmental view. And the environmental view says that these are the areas in which you can fish, and these are the areas which you cannot fish. The one group of scientists was that you cannot fish or harvest abalone at all. Only in the country could abalone be harvested. Not a single place. And members of the cabinet also supported the view that not a single ton, quarter of a ton of abalone had to be given to people. And that is why the previous minister banned the harvesting of abalone. Now we came and we reopened this abalone harvesting. Yeah, we reopened it. When we got it reopened, it was like fighting the battle of a flood river to get it open. And the areas where you don't have quotas are areas which conservation categorically say you cannot touch. It's conservation areas, you cannot touch. And the conservationists are not interested in whether people have food on the table or not. If they declare it a conservation area, you can't touch it. And those areas, they have not been given permission to harvest abalone. We were only given 1.5 tons per area. We were given 7 zones in the Eastern Cape. And that we had to be very happy with, because initially they wanted to give us nothing. There was a total ban in the Eastern Cape, but even the most difficult. Northern Cape was even worse. So, February, not only are we going to fight to keep this 160 tons, because with all the poaching going on, the lobby is already out to ban abalone harvesting again in February. So for every chip we take back, or for every poacher that we catch, there's equally an argument against us when there's poachers that get away. So every time poachers get away, I have sleepless nights because I listen to what is coming. So, the letter of abalone, we have discussed it. Before we take the report back to cabinet in February, we'll bring that report to you. And that report will also be subjected to a scientific working group. And the only way we could open the abalone harvesting was when we got an independent scientific working group. We're not even working with our own scientists. The scientists of MCM totally doesn't want this abalone harvesting. the wife is dead. So, the recommendation was from an independent scientific woman, am I right? So, it's an independent scientific working group that they were in evidence.
Okay, let's have the very last fight on the same issue, and then we'll cover it from the and the Mama Alex
Council. Thank you. Just on the Epilon and the reserve, I speak of a correction. I think about 3% of the coastal line is on the conservation. So it's not like you, if you open that up, it's going to free us all. It's only 3%. I concur with the minister that the route we're taking is what we the best one to look forward to understand. I just hope that pray for you as well in the evening that they catch these guys. On what DG said about the slow process of ground farming, I'm just looking here at this these two phases.
Can you just round up this one and then
Yes, you say it's a slow process, but yet on these programs here.
Round up this matter on fishing.
Oh, okay.
You want to say something?
The only thing I think, Minister, that what you should do very quickly is I don't know where you can get the resources from, but we have to catch more of these guys. We have to get them out of the water. We have to put boats in the water, small boats, we have to put task team in, and quick. And we have to constantly get them out of the water. I mean, they can swim under the water, they've got to come to the coast and they've got to go in with boats. They can't swim all the way to the finish. Mm-hmm. So, if we're going to have any joy in February, we've got to do something about that on the protection of the coast area.
Thank you, Captain. I agree, Honourable Minister, that we are well informed about this issue. But Captain will have to make a decision at this point. There must be a meeting scheduled with the President about this issue. Because what is unfair, Captain, in her manner, those Avalon farms were very small when the first time we visited. Not as a portfolio, as at least individually, the area. Very small farms. After 6 months, we were shocked how that farm has expanded and how big that farm are. October, when we went there with the two ministers and the president, we were even more shocked how the area is flooded with this abalone farm. While we've got this scientific argument, that I will not argue now yet, because we already had that argument in previous meetings. We have to go and meet with the presidency at this portfolio college. Because we can't leave it just accepting what scientists are telling us while we see what is happening in real practice. They practice something else and they tell us something else. We do go to them together without going formally as portfolio committee members, but we do visit them together because constituents of us. We have to meet. That's the decision we have to meet with the president. Thanks.
Minister, the reason why I'm allowing the discussion on this matter, out of curiosity, I insisted in seeing some of the dialogue. I thought it was intriguing. Because I get some. Security people would come in case, you never know what happens. And they were telling me stories that they died and stay there for 3 hours and come up with, you know, loads of sperm in an area that is not being harvested. Now, the reports that we're getting out there, they're saying something on our system, but fun. It's normal policy today. Scientifically, being told of one story, but practically, literally being able to have a lot more. Now, that's kind of a dilemma for confronted. In areas where, at Hamburg, where we were, those communities, they were equally being party to policing that caused a line. When they had some minimum 3 per day type situation. But as soon as that was taken away from them, it was heaven for all the poachers coming all the time. And they could see that, that's what they tell us. They could see them poaching. But they had no rhythm whatsoever to be policing. Because that's because they are not their kind of government. Now they protect what has to feed them. What is not feeding them? They have no responsibility whatsoever. So that's a kind of, you know, economic dilemma that we find ourselves in when dealing with this particular matter. Unfortunately, it's a matter that really gets the effort of, you know, bringing bread to a number of the communities. 133 of them, they wrote a letter. They're supposed to be benefiting 1.5 tons. I'm not too sure if you have any comments before, and of course also Momopolis has made repeatedly one point here that of the matter being raised at the highest level.
Jefferson, I think that the communication will be strengthened, and what you can also request is that the department set up its approach to looking at the our approach to security, integrated, a national integrated security plan, so that our national integrated security strategy, which is supposed to be in community, that it is actually set up. And then, Chairperson, may I be requested to, may I request you to be excused? It becomes very difficult if a meeting is out every minister, and I have to be out of cabinet every minister. I cannot explain to the president why I leave cabinet every minister. Thank you.
We have to schedule one of the ministers because you have to ask us not to take the shooting. So this was in direct response to your request, so that there is no confusion also. Okay, members, we still have other issues to raise.
Can I just think, maybe one of my questions were not answered, and that is the one of OVD. And I really, maybe even the minister can just hear me out. The situation there is really in dire straits, and you haven't answered me about the allocation of funds to them, first of all. And then secondly, for the ministers, yes, I think I asked a written question in connection with the CEO, and she gave me a very faint answer, but at the moment we know that the CEO took the matter to the Labour Court. She lost his case. And it was adjudicated that the board has the right to discipline them. And the question that I asked is, you can't punish the board for 8 months that they pay the CEO, that
There's no money coming from the from government to support the OBP. And I think it is a matter that is completely not handled correctly and fast enough. So that matter is outstanding. Just for the record, the land use management goal and my question around it is not because we want to develop on high potential agricultural land. It's precisely the opposite. What my position is that we've got to protect high potential agricultural land. But there are numerous other developments that is on low potential and maybe land that is not cannot be used for anything else, but can be used for development. And then when applications are made for subdivision, it takes months, if not years, for that application to go through. So it stops the development, and we don't see the progress of development that we should see, especially for housing and other developments that it is used for. So maybe I would like to bring that under your attention. And then obviously, just my comment on the LED fund chair. You know, it's now 2 years that we told that it's subdivided. And we don't hear anything from as far as that is concerned. And we would like to have feedback. I think this committee should insist that we have feedback on the money that was spent on the FDB funds, which were misallocated, and what is happening to that. Thank you, sir.
Take
care.
Chairperson,
that
your first one is from the MMP that. The discussion and policy on the issue of tractor. One would like to know how far is that the policy on the issue of tractor, issue of tractors in government. One would like to know how far is that and that's no track of. Then the second one on the reply by the Minister of Zimbabwe on the revival of the former chief state education scheme. Especially in the case, when will that be done? And on the cost issue, yes, in the meantime, while we're so busy trying to find new ways of doing things, what is going to happen to the subsistence farmers? Because it's coming soon now, and they need the assistance. What type of assessment is present to you about that problem? What would happen to the person farmers? Because farmers will now they need to be assisted. Thank you.
I also thought Gigi, I see and I hear you talking about a number of the regulations that are supposed to be put in place in Quarter 3. Quarter 3 for me is same time around November, December. I always have a problem with the regulations that come out in December time for adoption. Because we don't guarantee. I mean, now regulation for wheat and potato due for quarter 3 adoption. And there are a number of others that one was listening to. So if we can do that further going forward, it makes every sense. So at least we are around to make all the necessary comments as a commission. I just also wasn't sure whether I hear you correctly on the current upland train facility. Is that Northern Cape or Free State? I see here it's written Northern Cape.
Yeah.
And although the ownership of that, because my understanding was that it is national government that initiated that program. And I'm told lately that it is the Free State owned.
Can I ask another question, sir? Thank you, Chairperson. I want to ask the department about Elan Bank. According to the answer which you were giving us, I would seek a little clarity about the land bank. We've got this farmer, small scale farmer, that is going to liquidate the first in October. Now in October, he's going to be taken by land bank because of the loan they have got from land bank. The difficulty we are facing is this postponement. You are not really oversighting land bank while we are the agricultural portfolio committee. And we are still waiting for when is land bank going to be under the oversight of agricultural forestry and fisheries. We battled since we were allocated this empties to this portfolio about lending, but lengthy in our agenda. We have even forgotten it, and then we come again back to lending, because when we talk farming, definitely we are talking about lending. If we talk loan, definitely we talk about the lending. And yet, they are not listening to us, because it's not us to do oversight over them. We just go there, listen to their presentation, and do nothing. And this is not effective for us, which is not helpful for us. If it's a question of just being a substitute or another thing, let me put it like that. So for us, we must have clarity on this loan, because people are informing us, they give us a loan, just after 2 months, we have to pay them. Which project do they make in 2 months, a small income? So something is not right. The balance is not right. So the balance of forces, we have to check what is the balance for the small scale farmers. Are they going to remain small? Is it how we are going to assist them? So we will have to be clarified about this thing. We are asking this question over and over because it's not clear on the ground. There is no result. That's why we are. It's the result that make us ask the question. Whether we get the explanation, it's the result from the ground that make us come back to this question. I don't want to go lengthy on this because we have already argued and questioned and asked and statements very lengthy on this lengthy issue. Teach you with your leadership. We really want you to go deeper and dig deeper into this development that we are doing on the table. Because it doesn't go clear, it doesn't go better, it goes worse and worse. So really, we are frustrated with the situation on the ground. We are living a portfolio that is seasonal. And it seems to me in the department, officials are not, I don't know, are they not conscious, are they not aware that we are working with seasonal things? Whether you talk agriculture, it's seasonal. Whether you talk fisheries, it's seasonal. Whether you talk forestry, it's seasonal. And they don't keep to the season with the reality on the ground, with the people, with the farmers, whether commercial or whether small scale. Thank you.
Thank you. What did you say about this focus? You said that the ground farming is a slow process, but yet, after 6 months of the space from the five, you say the total transfers and subsidies are still deficit, stands on 59.3%. So it's on target of the half year. But never mind that. But I did not get the answers that I wanted because. These are significance, the figures, so we can see what's going on. But if you look at this verse number 25, which is the problem actually, you look here at the annual performance, and that is what I was looking for answers to this. On page 232 of it, verse 25, it's number 232, and you see all these figures, and I understand that there's a employment, you hope to have more employment, and it didn't turn out to be that way, but look at production and resources management, 3,220 out of 33,000 envisaged. Agriculture support services, 650 out of 3,000. Agriculture support services, that one is about 50%. Then there's agriculture support services, number of farmers awarded production loans, 1,800 out of 5,500. I'll see the jobs, because that is a service state. Then there's forestry, number of additional hectares planted, 34 out of 8,000. And then number of trees planted in the million trees program per year, 140,000 out of 1 million. And the number of fire protection associations registered in high risk areas per year is 8 out of 42. Now, I'm not surprised about the country burned down the other day in the north. Now, then you look at what's been written here underneath, and it says here, of course, the department is the process of upgrading irrigation canals first, that is around the access, revised class irrigation. And then, because the implementation framework through provinces was not quite finalized, I can ask why not. Because not all the recreative intermediaries have been finalized. Because support of the agricultural sector, educating and training authorities is not provided. Because environmental impact assessments are not completed. Because funds were reprioritized for the Mpumalanga forestry operations, planting of trees is on hold, pending additional funds were budgeted in an adjusted budget. And here the last one, because some intermediaries are yet to be accredited to provide these loans. Now these things, we must be in the flow of it. We're in the middle of a tennis match, we're not warming up. We've been playing tennis for years now. The ball is going up and down over the net, and we're playing, we warmed up, we're playing, we're hitting the ball, and yet we say because. Now I understand, you just came onto the bus, Dindi, but the other colleagues from Johns are sitting there, and they've also been mugging this year. But my question is, when I look through these figures, it takes some time, but you can pick up the things here and there, but my problem is with this meeting today, Mr. Chairman, is that when you have a meeting such as this, I mean, this is half year performance, we are looking at just halfway. I mean, we're switching between tennis games. We need to have the DG and the official say to us, look, there's the paperwork. It doesn't matter if we write it down on the screen, whatever. That's not going to help us anything. We need analysis. We need to sit down and say, look, I've picked up, I'm the CEO, I'm the DG, I've picked up from this that our problem is this, and this is the solution. We need analysis. We need to be informed. We can read them by ourselves, we're wasting, I counted, it was 45 minutes, and poor man, as they say, he must go through it because that is the way we do things. And we've got to change this tennis game, We need some heavy serve. We need analysis. We need to get here, and a guy, he must come in and say, ladies and gentlemen, ask your questions afterwards. This is what we need to do. Thank you.
And Mr. Lopata?
Thank you. I will be pretty brief. I think what I want to maybe suggest is that we, and in connection with my colleagues, is that we get feedback maybe on a program per program next year when we come back. So that we can go into more detail of these issues. Because if I look at program 4, food security, it says here that the food security policy draft layer has been produced and the food security policy for South Africa has been established. Now, I haven't seen it.
when are we going to get some insights, or how is it being developed with the role players? I think if you want to really inform us properly, so that we can also be informed and help plan ahead, then we need to be taken into our own consideration when this is done. For instance, I would like to highlight just one or two problems to the DG that you will have to look at. On page 16, there's reference made of the milk production and husbandry situation where they have Nasidi and Mabisi working closely on the milk according scheme. Now, I don't know if you know, DG, but there's huge problems with Mabisi and the ARC. We will have to look into this situation, otherwise Mbisi, which is a private-driven company from the producers, they will go separately if we do not do something to solve the problem. Because what is happening here is that AFC is supposed to do some work for them, give the analysis and feed it back, and then they get paid. Now at the moment there's nothing coming back from the ARC. And BC is holding on to the money. So there's really obviously a problem that we will have to solve. So that is the point that I want to make. I mean, on the paper, we can't see what the problem is, but we know what the problem is. I know what is on the ground happening, and I know exactly what is under each and every one of these issues, what is happening on the ground, and we can give them more information and we can try to solve the problem. For instance, on program 5, also agricultural production health, you know, to come and tell me that they are looking at cotton. At a cotton strategy or a steering committee to again plant cotton. Cotton has been really phased out in South Africa because of unprofitability. The same with organic farming. It's a niche product that is really not in South Africa highly on called for. So I'm worried that we are focusing our issues on the wrong direction, on the wrong commodity. If we want to really develop. And when we've been through it, through an agricultural development program, then we should focus on the issues that make the biggest money, get the new farmers in those areas so that they can survive, so they can make money. Just last comment on the extension offices you might mention of the private-public partnership. In the past, the only framework that worked was by privatizing the extension offices. They were run by cooperatives. And because of the fact that the cooperatives gave the loans to the farmers, and they had the extension offices to monitor. So that is how it works in practice. And that is how the agricultural sector got started in South Africa. At the moment, there's no correlation to the finance situation, and one of my colleagues might have mentioned about the land bank. The land bank hasn't got extension offices to come and look underground what are you doing. And that is the way that to help the new farmers to go through a process, to be monitored, and then to have funds allocated to the process. And the easiest way to do this, and we're waiting billions of rands on extension offices, useful information getting through to the ground. And the failures are there for us to see. The privatization is a model that you should really look at.
I know that Jensen does have extension of the
system. No, very few.
One year later. Indeed.
But you need the policy.
There is a I see in page 29 of the presentation you made or you submitted to the DG that the right holders and the five fiction investigators in the case of the original officer that tended to the Eastern case, he was the Semesta Mamata that spoke about some point our need to decentralize. And the issue really here appears to be about the time frame of that decentralization. When we hear you spoke about four or three areas where in, you know, almost immediately you have budgeted for reaching out to other areas. And the very last one, the minister on COVID fee raised by Dr. Boltzmann. That's a very relevant. I'm still at your time to establish on my own as to what is the role of OVP when we are to talk about a private sector playing a role. In my understanding, we should have exactly the same as the OVP. Having visited the OVP, among other things that we did save ourselves, which we also must bring out into a report of that oversight. I think I put it out there. Was that over there? Is it out?
The report?
No. Not yet. But it must come out very clear when we went out to do an oversight at OPP. That more and more resources are required to really assist OET in achieving its intended objectives. So that instead of providing support to a private entity, you have a government-owned entity that must receive that support. If that government-owned entity is to go into partnership with any private sector, that could be one more, achieving the same objective.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I said to you, I'm a colleague, I'm supposed to present to a video 15 minutes of the minute. I spoke about more than 20. I tried to apologize to the chairman. I thought I'm not too good for the program. So the task with you is that I can report on. Let me talk to the issue of the tractor. I am awaiting a proper briefing on this matter. There have been developments to the safety with the tractor in the Malana and the Samoa that's been done here with him. But I requested that I want a proper briefing from the ERC about something around the project, so I'm waiting for that. Then, on the irrigation scheme, over the past, see, what we have been trying to work on has been to complete the system so the system can talk to small water farmers, okay? That's what we've been trying to do since I came to this office. Principally, to work on this what's called the one-stop shop. So we see that it is really important to us. We are in a problem, but it seems really important to us. But what we have not been able to do with the kind of efficiency has been a comprehensive plan around infrastructure. So, and that's one of the things we're doing. We have put in a team to look at all these special plans, irrigation plan, the revitalization of, and to come up with cost data. So it's all the things that hopefully we'll be able to report to you early next year about this comprehensive development. We assigned some team to Tabu and we have some people to tease out and cost things. So we have been to come and say to you, on these five key things that we have to focus on, whether it's job, whether it's access to finance, whether it's food security. This is what we're doing, it's costed, it's going directly for money. So I think the independent statement on the MMX articulated the element of this policy. So we would assign people to that and we'll be coming to report to you on that. So the irrigation scheme will be part of that. The issue of the problem, I had a discussion yesterday with the NAMC. We were looking at a solution around the farmers who have to go into ground, who have to help the farmers. We will help them, but it will not be a grant. They must pay back the money that will help them. We looked at some sort of funding. I'm not even doing the same for those other things that we'll later. But now we have this one.
But the problem that we have is that some of these prominent players in the sector have come to us running to say that we need to help these guys, they cannot fly, blah, blah, blah. And in the process, they're expecting a rent, they say that we must guarantee 40 million for them to help this small border farmer. So you can see that the people are running, play a quick pass on the deck of small border farmers who cannot go to farm. So we are careful about that. So we want the proper. So we are working on something around the rest of the region. Regulation. Sir, we can, if we want to delay implementation and to report in general, we will do that. But I'm not so sure what would be that difficult in controversial particular regulation. I mean, whatever it is a particular regulation, there is nothing to hide them or smart roads or people. It's particular regulation. So, but if you want us to report in general, we will report in general about it.
The issue about this principle.
I understand that, but I'm saying that work has to continue even in Japan. Economies are not solved in Japan. It works all the time, every time, every time. So, but if you want us to report into work, I understand that would be a delaying sensitive part. I don't support in Japan, that's what you want. Then, the issue of the Harib initiative, if it is the case, if it is the case,